There's no proposal here to expand the code to include other uses.
Okay, I read the auxiliary electric consumption, but that's only to the furnace fan and stuff, right? That's under the heating side there.
What page are you on?
That has to do with the heaters and defrost.
You're on page what?
16
of the original.
Okay, hang on. Let me get up there and see. I don't want to give you the wrong answer to your question.
Well, you already said it, that we're not expanding the scope of them.
No, there is no intent to expand the scope of the code, although I think that would be an excellent idea, by the way. Well, it says for heating, cooling, and hot water. Oh, okay. I see what you're talking about. Under, like, the definition of ECR, where it says for heating, including auxiliary electric consumption, that is for the blower on gas furnaces. That is specifically for the blower on gas furnaces.
Richard?
I wanted to ask Philip whether or not your software is approved by the building commission.
To my knowledge, the building commission is not charged with approving any software whatsoever. The software which Florida has been using for code compliance, it has been using for code compliance since before there was a building commission.
I guess my concern
And it was, quote, the state's software.
I understand that, but if we accept this motion, this proposal, then there's going to be a void because your software will not have been approved by the commission at the effective date of the...
I guess.
So
implementation of the code will require a...
I guess. I mean,
we'd have a problem if we accept the proposal as it is. That your software would be de facto non-compliant.
Well, you don't have a problem. He's got a problem.
No. The state has a problem because if you accept this proposal the way it is, if you accept it the way I originally worded it, the state software, you can make it work. But if you will only accept it as, you know, software which is approved by the Florida Building Commission, then you've got to have an approval process in place before this goes into effect so that you can have some software approved so that you can comply with the code.
Thank you. That was my point.
We should be thinking about
friendly amendment.
Steve?
Friendly amendment to Phil's motion that I seconded would be to include in the verbiage of the amendment at some point in time that the building commission currently approves energy gauge software.
Let's think about something else. How about leaving energy gauge
in there? Good.
And saying, or other Florida
commission.
Building commission approved software.
Darn, you're good. That's what I was going to say.
Rick, do you have a comment?
Yes, I have a comment.
Okay, speak.
A couple of things to bring to your attention. Number one, I don't think the Florida Building Commission has authority to approve computer software at this point. We have authority to approve other things, but not particularly computer software. The other thing I've been asked to relay to you is, you know, BCA managed the Florida Building Code or Florida Energy Code and the Florida Building Energy Efficiency Rating Program prior to the Building Code falling under the Commission's jurisdiction. There's two important parts of that. Number one is the department determined years ago that it was not going to get into accrediting, approving software. A sister state had done that. We looked at what they had been doing and decided that the best thing for Florida, the department's consideration, was to have a state computer software program. After that point, the Building Energy Rating Law passed, and the intent in setting that program up was that Building Energy Rating would be, Florida Building Energy Rating would be linked to the Florida Building Energy Code rating. The PI had been around for quite a number of years, and that concept was integrated into Building Energy Rating. So the point here is that from the department's perspective, up until the point, at least was the commission took over with the energy code, Those two programs are linked with the same software. Things evolved over time, and the state was not going to get into the process of trying to evaluate computer software and determine its accuracy and adaptability to Florida. That's all I needed. Okay. Philip.
Can I add to what Rick said?
Sure.
As part of that entire process, my organization was given a contract to privatize both the rating system and the codes because the state did not want to pay for upgrades and updates to the code out of the general revenue funds. They decided, in someone's infinite wisdom, that this entire process should be privatized. And we now operate on a no-cost contract from the Department of Community Affairs to administer Florida's rating system and to provide technical assistance for Florida's code system in the form of the provision of the software which is used throughout the state for code compliance. We charge for that software. We charge a small fee. I mean, I know it's not free, but we charge enough so that we can maintain the software over time and make the changes that this body implements without any cost to the state or the Department of Community Affairs or to the Florida Building Commission. Basically, this software is self-sustaining, but our organization cannot make a profit. We're a university. So this is not a profit-making thing. This is simply a way that the users of the software pay for it.
I can add to that, Dale. The original arrangement was that people bought it through DCA, and then we passed money along to FSEC. What we evolved to doing, because of the state budgeting process and having to go to the legislature every year and ask for spending authority and et cetera for revenue, was to, through this no-cost contract to the other state entities, say, look, you guys just collect the money directly. When we tell you we want a change in this program, then you make the change and you provide the technical assistance and support for it, because we have other purposes for our staff when the building code came along.
Dale.
Steve.
I withdraw my second.
Can you withdraw the first? Philip, do you want to withdraw the amendment? But from what I'm hearing, it needs to stay the way it is.
Yeah, so, you can't put in there that the Florida Building Commissioner approved it.
Yes, I will. You know, I will
withdraw
my amendment.
Your amendment. Now we're back to the original
proposal.
The original proposal, 2367,
which has opposition.
It has us.
I have a question.
I need a second before we can start on that.
Second.
Steve.
My question. I noticed another proposal later on, and I think it came from FSEC, that we were changing the base calculation to an air handler inside the house.
That is a proposal which did come from FSEC. It did not come from me.
Now,
but it did come from FSEC.
I know. I'm just trying to understand. If we pass this, is that other one totally out because it no longer references the right stuff, or can we still pass that one if that's what we want to do when we get to it?
My personal opinion is this proposal does not in any way change what the baseline home is. It just simply changes how it's described in the text of the code. Right now, we don't really tell you what the baseline is.
But the baseline, this, my understanding, the baseline is the air handler in the garage.
Right now the baseline is the air handler.
And it's going to still stay in the garage.
Under this proposal, the baseline is an air distribution system with a distribution system efficiency of 0.8. It lines up extremely closely to our current baseline with the air handler in the garage and the ducts in the attic.
Okay.
That number is almost identical to.
So when we get to the other one, it's independent. We can still pass it or if we wanted to.
In my opinion, it's independent. I think we would have to go back and change the characteristics that are in this table so that it lined up with.
I thought that's what it did. that whole amendment changed the characteristics?
No, that following amendment assumes that we're dealing with our current code system, which is a system of multipliers.
Okay.
And so if we pass this and other things are passed which change our baseline, we would have to go back into this one and make it line up with those other changes.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Jim?
I still have to bring the point here is that to what we're asking the code to do today and what I understand of the ResNet software approval process is that any of those programs can qualify. At the point in time when you bring in peak load and other issues like that that's going to require an hour-by-hour simulation, then you change the software requirements along with it. And I'd be a lot more comfortable with this if it wasn't sole sourced on this, that it had an outside accreditation agency that was approving the software.
Okay. And you understood the explanation by Rick. And you understood the explanation by Rick. Okay.
Well, I wasn't asking for the state of Florida to approve it.
I understand.
You've got an outside organization that does that.
The outside organization is FSEC, but that's what under my
sole sourced. Okay.
And if they wanted to look at something else, they could.
Richard?
I gather this is just a DCA policy about the software. It's not mandated in statute.
Rick, can you answer that?
I think I can speak to that. Essentially, it's not so much a DCA policy as a matter that we have no statutory authority to approve software.
Okay.
And one other point, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Is it true that we do not have a method of certifying that Energy Gauge is not certified, or is it certified?
Energy Gauge is accredited by a number of organizations across the United States.
Is the Florida version, what we're using in Florida, certified?
No, it's only certified. The rating portion, the energy rater portion of that software was nationally accredited for Florida use only. It is no longer because the national accreditation program changed and that software could no longer qualify for accreditation once that national accreditation changed. The Florida code compliance software has never been certified by anyone.
So, Mr. Chairman, that means that you're certifying your own software, I mean, in effect, because there's no other third party?
Not exactly. The Energy Gauge USA software, which is referenced in this proposal, has been accredited for tax credit compliance, for home energy ratings, and those are the only two things that we now have any national capability for certifying or accrediting.
Okay, thank you.
On a software basis.
Okay. Any other comments? All right. We have a motion for 2357.
67. 67.
Excuse me.
It's a 6.
2367. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Aye.
All right. I need hands for opposed, please. All right, it's 8-2. Motion passes. All right, we're going to have to take a break now, and we're going to move across the street to the original ballroom as swiftly as possible. Take your name tags with you. Everything else should be set up.
Yeah.
15 minutes.